This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.
Hi, Carly. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for taking the time out to have a chat with us this morning. How's life been over there?
Oh, my goodness. We are back in full swing doing shows, so it's been wild.
That's great. Can't say the same, but we're getting there. It's great to hear the excitement in your voice when you talk about that.
Oh my gosh, I've missed it so much, so I'm very happy to be back.
I feel like a lot of people would be saying the same thing right about now. Well, first off, you've got a lot of things happening, but 29 Written in Stone just came out. How's it been going out in the music world and being out there for people to listen to?
Everybody has been so amazing and just loving the song, which makes me so happy. And it's been just really special to get to release this project that was so special to me.
Now, you recently released 29. What made you want to release 29 Written in Stone in this way?
I think it was important for me to tell my full story. And when I realized that so many people were attaching themselves to the EP, I just wanted to keep writing and I wanted to tell the full story and hopefully give people some hope if they were going through something difficult, that I could just show them that you can get through the other side.
Well, that's what music's all about. And Ashley McBride teamed up with you recently for Never Wanted to Be That Girl. How was it working together?
I love her so much. And we had such a good time working together. I'm such a fan of what she does. And I really, really am excited that we got to team up and write something that I feel like is really special together.
Well, I was just reading before the story from you guys behind this one. Could you tell our listeners a bit of what this song means to you and how it came to be, I guess?
Yeah, we just really started talking about where we could go in this song. And for us, we wanted to make it not this song that was two women against each other, two men or two women mad at this man. We kind of really wanted to share that really sad truth that sometimes two women can have innocent, pure feelings about someone and both get duped in the process. And I think that happens a lot. And so this is really that realization that both women are having.
I feel like that's something we don't hear often enough in songs, the happiness of two women. I feel like it's always someone's mad at someone. So it's really refreshing to see a project like this come out. Back to 29 Written in Stone, what would be your favorite song off the record?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard.
Yeah, I know. Hey, sorry.
Goodness, I'm trying to think. I mean, there are so many that I love. I think that I love them for different reasons. I think I'm excited for fans to hear the last song on the album, Mean It This Time, because I think that shows where I am now and I'm proud of that.
As you should be. You're absolutely killing it and we're so grateful to have you here on 98.9 FM. What else has been going on in your world over there now that everything's starting to open back up and new opportunities are starting to begin again, I guess?
Everything has been so great. I'm having such a good time being able to be back out on the road and just back with fans. And it's just been really special. We're all really just needing to be back out there for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think maybe not last time, but the time before I spoke to you, you'd just gotten a new puppy. How's your new puppy going? Not new anymore.
Oh my gosh. June is the best. She's grown up a little bit, which makes me sad, but she's brought so much joy to my life. And I truly just don't know what I would do without her.
They're certainly part of the family, I think.
Absolutely.
Now, I won't hold up your time anymore because I know you must be very busy today, as always. But thank you so much for speaking to me. It's always a pleasure to get to talk to you, and we're so grateful that you give the time to us radio stations over in Australia.
Oh, of course, and I can't wait to come back.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.